Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? Last night, AW Dynamite. Got a lot to talk about on that show, including we have the brackets for the Owen Hart Cup Tournament. We have the men's and the women's brackets. And in looking at them, I think I know the main event for the pay-per-view. The Wembley Stadium show. And yes, everybody's talking about it after last night's Observer Radio. Got to talk about old Will Ospreay. So we'll talk about that here on the show today. We also got the official date for NXT's arrival on the CW, when you'll be able to start watching the show on network television. We've got Kota Ibushi. He's got an update. He's planning on celebrating the 20th anniversary of his pro wrestling debut with a five-minute exhibition match. He also, a couple of days ago, talked about how he was feeling. He's had a number of injuries, a number of health issues, actually, over the last couple of years. Jerry the King Lawler had knee replacement surgery. Update on that. And, of course, all of the other news as well. The Raw ratings, injury updates, Goldberg talking about Bret Hart and a number of other topics, and also, of course, the AEW television report from Wednesday night. We can also talk a little bit about NXT. I'd rather save that for tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, because surely there will be much profanity to be spewed. So we'll talk about maybe some notes there. And, of course, as always, you can text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And, of course, I'm at Brian Alvarez on the X. So Mike Sempervive is going to be joining us after the break. We'll talk about all of that news and plenty more. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
We'll be right back.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to talk about here today.
Yeah, we do.
Should I start with get this Will Ospreay thing over with?
Sure.
It's not even really a thing. But last night on the show, they announced the Owen Hart brackets. So these are the brackets. Claudio versus Pac, which we already saw. Bryan Danielson versus Shingo. Rey Fénix versus Jay White. Jeff Jarrett versus Wildcard. Then for the women, we've got Willow versus Serena Deeb. Nyla Rose versus Chris Statlander. Deonna Purrazzo versus Hikaru Shida, and Mariah May versus Saraya. So we'll start with the women first because this seems easy. I would presume that it's going to be Willow and Chris Statlander. And then I would say Deonna and Mariah May. And then probably Mariah May versus maybe Statlander. I'm not sure. But the point is, I believe that Mariah May obviously is winning this tournament. It is Mariah May and Toni Storm at Wembley. Right?
Makes sense.
Can we all agree?
I agree with
you. Any arguments there?
No.
Okay, now we've got the men's side. We got to talk about this. Claudio versus Pac, Danielson versus Shingo, Rey Fénix versus Jay White, and Jeff Jarrett versus Wild Card. Okay. So, you know, I thought that, you know, it's Bryan Danielson's last year. We might get that Danielson-Claudio match, but that ain't happening because Claudio lost to Pac, but regardless, doesn't matter. Then we got the Rey Fénix, Jay White, Jeff Jarrett, and the Wild Card. And what we got to talk about here is Will Ospreay is not in the tournament. Now, I've heard, and this is why I bring it up, I've heard people going on and on. Why do we keep presuming or pushing or demanding or expecting that Will Ospreay is going to go for the world title at Wembley? You shouldn't do that, they say. Unnecessary. Well, first off, looking at this right here and looking at the booking of Dynamite last night, I believe that the top matches at Wembley are going to be Bryan Danielson versus Swerve for the AEW title. And I believe that Will Ospreay will be facing MJF. So Bryan Danielson wins the Owen Hart Cup and gets the shot, and then MJF faces Will Ospreay at Wembley. Now, the wild card is interesting, because the wild card could be Will Ospreay. Possible. And then, you know, if that ends up being Will Ospreay, if he loses to Swerve and then ends up the wild card, he could win the tournament and he could go to the pay-per-view and win the title. I think it's obvious, painfully obvious, that Will Ospreay is not winning the world title at Forbidden Door. Because the simple fact of the matter is, if you are going to belt old Will Ospreay, why in God's name would you do it at Forbidden Door and not Wembley? He's either winning it at Wembley or he ain't winning it this year, okay? That's like your two options, right? And so that brings us to the wild card also people have brought up. What about Hangman? Could the wild card be Hangman? And here's my thoughts on that. I think that would be a bad idea, because if the Hangman returns, first off, the Hangman's return is going to be against Jeff Jarrett. And then your two options are Hangman makes his big return and loses in the Owen Hart Cup, or Hangman wins the Owen Hart Cup and it's Hangman and Swerve at Wembley. People have been pushing it could be Hangman and Swerve at Wembley. Well, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but every time they've wrestled, Swerve has beaten Hangman. Okay? It's like 3-0. So are we going to bring back Hangman to lose his fourth match to Swerve at Wembley?
In the Owen?
Because I can't imagine that you're bringing back Hangman to beat Swerve, heel Hangman beating babyface Swerve in the main event of Wembley. Like, I don't see any of this happening. So I again think Bryan Danielson and Swerve and MJF and Will Ospreay. Now, the big argument. Well, listen, guys. Why are you pushing so hard that Will Ospreay should win? Why can't we do a... And I've actually had people say this, which is hilarious, because all I hear is people talking about don't book like WWE. Why don't you have it do it like Cody? Wait another year. Well, you certainly could. But here's the thing with waiting another year. Will Ospreay came in, and on day one, he was the most over guy on the show. And he is, on most weeks that he shows up, the most over guy on the show. MJF is back, so arguably he's the most. But, I mean, they'd be neck and neck at worst, you know, two most over guys on the show. So this is the question I have for everybody, which is going to sound like a burial of Tony Khan, but it's not meant to be. It's just a mental exercise, okay? How many people can you name on the AEW roster that are more over after being there a year than they were when they first came in? Shall we go down the list? How many people can you name, Mike, that from the day they debuted in AEW, they're more over now than they were when they first debuted? Jericho's not more over now than he was when he debuted.
No.
Jon Moxley, at best, is, you know, as over as he was when he debuted.
Yeah.
You could argue Swerve. Swerve, I would say, is more over than when he debuted. But I can't say he's more over as champion than, you know.
True.
Orange Cassidy, I'll put it this way. Orange Cassidy is more over than when he debuted, but is he more over now than he was a year ago? No, he's not.
Willow, maybe.
Willow, you could give Willow, but you can't give Mercedes.
No.
You can't give anybody else on the women's roster at all. Like, every single woman on the roster was more over when they debuted than they are now. I guess maybe Tony. So my point is, if you go down the entire roster, everybody, okay, Adam Cole, you know, Samoa Joe, you know, just the entire roster, okay? You can't say Jay White, good example. Is Jay White more over now than when he debuted? No. Is Danielson? No. You know, Claudio? No. Pac? No. I'm just looking down at who was on the show last night. So the point is, yes, It is possible that Will Ospreay will be more over next year than he is now. But if you look at the entire AEW roster, the odds are strongly against him being more over a year from now than he is now. Furthermore, last year, Wembley drew 81,000, whatever, 81,000. Okay? This year, they're at 40. And tickets have been on sale for months. Okay? Maybe they'll draw 80 next year. But the odds are they ain't going to draw 40 next year. The odds are they'll probably be closer to 30 for year three. Okay? So you could, you know, do the Will Ospreay Wembley title win this year in front of 40,000 people when he is currently arguably the hottest person on the roster. Or you take a very big gamble, and a year from now, presume you're going to sell more tickets at Wembley. He's going to be more over than he is now, and it's all going to be better. But if you look at everything that I've laid out, the odds are that's probably not going to happen. So if it were me, he would be winning the title at Wembley this year. I don't think they're going to do that. But, you know, all of these Cody arguments and everything like that. Listen, when Cody lost the first year at Mania, don't sit here and do revisionist history saying we all thought it would be better to wait a year. Nobody thought that. Nobody. And as a matter of fact, it was better with an extra year's build. It was better. Okay? But I don't know, man. Odds are, to me, this one isn't going to be better with an extra year. But I guess we won't know until it happens. All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Any thoughts on any of this, Mike, before we move on?
I cannot deny that Will Ospreay winning the title in London would be the thing I would want to do. But what if Will Ospreay wins that title? We know Bryan Danielson likes to put over people, especially in his last year, and he could be the one who lays there on his back as Will Ospreay successfully defends the AEW title, the first time a British-born heavyweight champion is defending his title in his home country, and then he moves on 2 weeks later, and the Swerve MJF match that takes place at All Out is the number one contenders match, or at All In, it becomes the number one contenders match for All Out on September 7th. It is not ideal, again, because I would want Ospreay to be on the quest for that title leading into All In, but is that a scenario that you could conceive of, considering that Bryan Danielson...
Well, I mean, anything is possible, but...
Bryan Danielson does not... He has been more than willing to put people over at any time, and that would be a big deal. It would be big for the company, right? In theory, for the future?
In theory, anything could happen, but if I'm putting the title on Will Ospreay, I'm doing it in Wembley and not having his first defense in Wembley.
So,
especially because you already have 40,000 people there. And you know another thing, too?
Yeah?
Do you remember when they announced tickets were going on sale for Wembley?
No.
It was in, I think it was around December. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. But it was months and months ago that they announced it. And they literally announced it right around the time that they also announced that Will Ospreay is signing with AEW when his New Japan contract is done. So, like, you know, whatever. I know people are, like, getting on Dave and me and whoever. But, like, if I lived in the UK, even if I lived here, the fact that they announced ticket sales for Wembley at virtually the exact same time that they alerted you, we are signing Will Ospreay in February when his deal is up. I mean, what are we supposed to think? What are we supposed to think? We can all sit here and pretend we weren't supposed to think that. But, I mean, you don't... What am I supposed to think? He's main eventing Wembley for the title.
Why is this match with Swerve taking place?
I don't know. It just is.
There's a lot of things that just happens because that's what it is. I don't know.
Well, maybe you'll know something about this, Mike. Maybe you'll know something about this.
Go ahead.
You want to defend the Javon Evans booking now or what?
What do you want me to... What are you talking about? What?
I said how stupid it was that he lost to... Spears last week, and you defended it to your dying breath.
I did not.
Did you watch the follow-up this week? So the stupidest thing. I mean, I haven't yelled and been so angry at an Observer Radio in a long time. This was the stupidest thing. I don't want to hear anything about AEW bad booking after what I saw on NXT this week.
I was too busy God celebrating the fact that Joe Hendry is someone I can believe.
Oh, you can believe in him? Yeah, he got a gigantic reaction. The place went nuts. They let him cut a promo. They eliminated him first.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
And then in that multi-person, hey, here's it. You guys want that promo about the Wyatt Six? We ain't going to get it. We're going to get this one. They have a 25-man battle royal to determine Trick's next challenger. And who wins? Javon Evans. And at first, I'm furious because I'm like, why did he lose to Sean Spears if he was going to win the number one contendership next week? How stupid! Literally, the only argument for doing that is if he was going to beat Trick and then Spears was going to be his next challenger. But I think we all know he ain't beating Trick. So, I was like, well, at least the guy got something and everybody's like really happy. Well, then they shoot an angle. Old Ethan Page says this isn't fair. They announce a match for the two in the main event with the title shot on the line.
So you've been slagging Sean Spears here for no reason, by the way.
Ethan Page beats him clean.
Love it.
You're an idiot.
Love it just because you hate it.
And then, don't even get me started on this Wes Lee thing.
Oh, boy.
Wes Lee and Obafemi and old Joe Gallus, Joe Coffey. They do this three-way at the pay-per-view, and what do they do at the pay-per-view? Well, Coffey gets pinned.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got to put in the match to get pinned, whatever. I thought, okay, well, now we can do Obafemi and Wes Lee for the title. Okay, perfect. We've been building to the entire time. The very next week on NXT, they do a tag match, and Joe Coffey pins Wes Lee. I was like, how hard is this? What in God's name are you idiots doing? How hard is this? And then, if that isn't infuriating enough, what is the immediate follow-up to Joe Coffey pinning Wes Lee? Wes Lee comes out on TV the next week and he goes, I want to show you your North American title, Obafemi. Obafemi says, okay, you're the number one contender. I'm not swearing twice on this show in a week, but I really want to.
Feels like we're going to have, as Brian curses his head off here,
God!
A whole bunch of three-way matches for titles. That's what that's all feeling like to me. I don't know. Could be wrong.
Let me talk about four-way matches.
Three-ways, too.
Or three-ways.
Six-pack challenges.
If you... I can't even explain this. It's so stupid. If you have four gigantic superstars, your four biggest stars, and you want them all to fight for the title, fine.
And put a McMahon in the
four big stars. If you have a match where it's bigger, if you had The Rock, that's even a good one, because Rock and Stone Cold is bigger than any other match. But the point is, if you have a match where it's bigger because you have the four biggest stars in it, fine, okay? Fine. But if the match is bigger, one-on-one, then if you make it a four-way, you're an idiot. And God bless Shawn Michaels, love the guy, but this is a dumb decision. Because you know what? Trick Williams and Javon Evans, that audience, that match is way bigger to them than Trick Williams, Javon Evans, Sean Spears, and Ethan Page. I'm sorry, the four-way is not as big as Javon Evans and Trick Williams one-on-one. So you booked yourself out of a better match to make a worse match. I'm supposed to celebrate that? Stupid. Makes me mad.
Angry.
I try so hard. I am the biggest cheerleader for NXT. Am I not? Who loves NXT more than me?
Brinley Reese is the biggest cheerleader for NXT.
I bet I do more cartwheels than her when NXT's coming on. Who likes NXT more than me?
Nobody.
And the last 2 weeks they've said, you know what? We'll make you not like it. Why would you do that to me?
They've done that in a lot more of a forceful way over the last several months. So I don't know why now this is annoying you so much. Actually, I know why it's annoying you so much, because you love you some Javon Evans. And the people love
it's
them.
It's not
some
even
Javon
about
Evans.
Javon Evans.
Actually, it is. It is. Because it's.
Oh, really? Okay, you tell me and I'll tell you.
Because it's how you feature somebody. And I'm not saying that I like what they've done with him. I would not have done what they've done with him. You're exactly right about that. You're exactly right. So it is actually how you frame these people. And how you are developing these people. And is this a good first step? No. I don't think Obafemi needs a series of triple threat matches when the guy needs one-on-one matches. And maybe that's it. Maybe Shawn Michaels feels like he needs glue involved in Trick Williams matches sometimes. And they are trying to establish some new people there. Because how many stars do they have? They don't have that many, and they don't have that much heat down there either. Ilya Dragunov gone, Braun Breaker gone, Carmelo gone. You have Trick, and it's a bunch of other people, and you got to establish a bunch of other people at the same time. I'm not saying they're going about it in the best way, but we'll see what happens when everything kind of shakes itself out here. But no, is this ideal for Javon Evans especially? No.
Of course not. And here's the problem, because everybody remembers, and we have PTSD, about the stupid way that Vince McMahon used to book. And they're doing the exact same thing here. You know what they're doing here? Give the guy a big win, showcase him in a big match, beat him. Give the guy a big win, showcase him in a big match, beat him. Did you watch the show at the end of that show? Did you hear the crowd when he got pinned in that main event? They were like, ugh. It wasn't heat. They just died. And then they do their big schmoz, and the big climax of the schmoz is supposed to be him coming off with that double cutter. Listen to the crowd when he did that double cutter. They didn't go nuts. They were like, oh, sweet double cutter, bro. You just lost. Like, this is not a good reaction. And then it's like the same thing with Ospreay, actually, where people are like, well, you can't just have the guy come in and go on a tear and win. It's like, oh, yeah. How long was Hogan in WWF in 1983 before he won the title?
Days.
Did he go through, like, you know, years of working his way up? No, he came in and won, held it for 4 years, turned the entire business around. Oh, well, that's the 80s. When AJ went to New Japan, how long before he won the IWGP title?
Wasn't long.
Instantly, okay? You know, even Cody. It's like, yes. Do I think that it was, you know, in the end, it was better that they waited a year? Yes. But let's say he did win. You guys realize that he lost and he was still the single biggest draw in the entire company over the course of the next year? Roman wasn't there. Cody was the top guy. He sold tickets. He moved numbers. He was the top guy. Less than a year after he came in, he could have walked in, took his 8 months to WrestleMania, won the title. It'd have been fine. You don't have to wait years to belt somebody. Take a Javon and shoot him to the moon. Take an Ospreay and shoot him to the moon. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
But
you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Another one I didn't even mention.
God,
yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Okada got sent to the U.S., worked a bunch of TNA shows. Came back at the, actually came back slightly before the Tokyo Dome. And about a month later, he won the title. IWGP Heavyweight title. Not a secondary title, not a geek title. Came back from his excursion, about a month later, won the IWGP World Heavyweight title.
I don't know if that's, well.
That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Now, he was not over to the point they needed him to be. There had to be a lot of development that took place as.
But the point is, he got it. It worked.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of work to put into that working, but yeah.
The thing with Javon, everybody, is those of you defending this Javon Evans booking, I mean, literally, what you are asking for is the exact same thing that Tony Khan has done for the undercard of AEW for the last 5 years, and everyone is in the exact same spot. Like, I love Daniel Garcia. Every time he's come out over the last 2 weeks, I've been irritated. Because, like, I know exactly what's going to happen. Daniel Garcia comes out on every show, and he beats a nobody, and he's building up a streak, and he's going to face Ospreay for the international title. They're going to have a banger, and he's going to lose. It happens with everybody. From Wardlow on down, everybody. It's the same thing. Get a big win, disappear, or do a job to a bigger star. Get a big win, disappear, do a job to a bigger star. Go on a streak of beating squash match guys, do a job to a big star. Like, who in being booked like this has magically got over to the level that they could be champion? Anybody?
Brian, they don't even have a hierarchy in AEW. Very little when it comes to even, like, who's an upper mid-carder and who's the bottom of the barrel. I mean, it just, I don't know. I think you were, again, I don't love what NXT is doing right now. In fact, I scratch my head a lot when it comes to some of the things that NXT does, but again, you're also trying to establish a whole bunch of people right now and try to figure out where you want to put all of these pieces. And no, is it smooth right now? Absolutely not. But again, Trick Williams and Roxanne Perez are the biggest, shiniest things on that show. Everything else is a big old question mark. When it comes to AEW, there should not be that many question marks on a roster that's got that many stars, or in theory, that many stars and big names.
Well, my formerly favorite show will debut on CW on October 1st.
Counting down?
That means it will be Tuesdays on the CW, and it will be 8 to 10. So they're not moving to the CW head-to-head with Dynamite. They're going to stay on Tuesdays, and it's a five-year deal, so I'll follow them.
Is your DVR set yet?
But I'm mad. Kota Ibushi plans on celebrating the 20th anniversary of his pro wrestling debut.
What, in a wheelchair?
I should actually do this because it's a good idea. Five-minute exhibition.
Do it in a wheelchair.
Five-minute exhibition. Just get in, get out. And
he was just complaining online a couple days ago, asking for help that he can't get any relief from the hospital when he comes to his rehabilitation. Does anyone have any ideas for me to come back from my injuries? For heaven's sakes, he's probably not making the right decision here, but, you know, then again, Kota Ibushi's got a whole career of not making the right decision.
Well, he does say that he is currently 85%, quote, alive.
Well,
that's what he said. I am now 85% alive. Please wait a little more.
Till what? What, are you going to get 87.9% before you
can
be passable?
The reason he's not wrestling is his doctor hasn't cleared him yet.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
He says, of course, if my current doctor in Japan tells me I can compete, I will report to AEW and return immediately. He's now 85% alive. It's better than you know. Raw did 1.75 million viewers in a 0.55, going up against the final game of the NBA playoffs.
That was terrible.
The game did 12.22 million viewers in a 3.65 in 18 to 49, even though nobody watches TV anymore. And 3 hours, 1.86 million viewers, 1.73 million viewers, 1.65 million viewers. So should be some smooth sailing here for the time being.
I don't know about smooth sailing, but no complaints. You cannot complain that, oh, God, this baseball game was taking place. No, you can't use that one until October. So no complaints at all. Same thing with AEW. This is the time. This is it, because you know when college football is. College football is pretty much right when All Out happens, and everything is leading up into All In and All Out. So this would be a wonderful time to put on the best possible programming you can, because I know some people will say that summer is a negative. No, it's not. If you're good, if you're hot, and you're putting on good TV, people will find it.
You know, I was thinking about this. Remember last week? Last week I thought the Dynamite was the best Dynamite in months, actually. And I thought that this Dynamite was also a really, really good show. And it suddenly struck me. I just realized this. That it, maybe they were. They might have been. And actually, as I was reviewing the shows on, you know, days later, I realized why I thought it was so good.
Because you were on...
But coincidentally...
Yes.
I watched both of those shows immediately after watching Who Killed WCW.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Episode 3 sucked.
It was horrible.
I'm in a mood today to just bury everything. That show sucked. Like, a bunch of idiots.
Look, I'm sure a lot of good researchers that I know have worked on it. I'm sure they have.
Who?
This... I'm look,
don't throw them under the bus.
Look, if some of the guys
don't name names, they won't be your friend anymore.
It's just, you know, I'm sure some of the guys that have been working on the Vice series, you know, and all that Evan Husney stuff, I'm sure they actually put in the work. Now, whether that work was taken from them and they ended up with the show that they did, I don't know. This has been, I'm sure if you know nothing about the story and watch these, I'm sure you will find it interesting.
Actually, I strongly disagree.
See, and I
think that was the biggest issue, because I wrote a book on this and I was watching that thing and like I had to rack my brain. I was like, what are they? Oh, we're on that now?
It feels like to me the average person watching it would know by the end of the first one that everybody is responsible for
well,
this.
Sure.
Because this whole entire thing just seemed like a complete joke and could not get out of its own way, which it could not do. And that's really, for me, at the end of the thing, knowing, living through it, watching all of it, and caring about history, I just sit there and shake my head, because nobody looks good in this. Nobody that jumped on there. I don't care who you are, because people, oh, well, you know, Conan came off pretty good. Well, look at some of, you know, look at everybody's parts as you peel it back, too. It just, I don't know. I just think the whole thing is been a huge waste of time, and if you like wrestling and know anything about it, it's just been completely worthless.
It's basically
been a commercial for Eric Bischoff.
If I watched a documentary on the Manson family murders, like a good documentary on it, by the time it's over, I would have learned a lot, okay? If I showed my wife or my mom or any non-wrestling fan that documentary last night, they would be lost. Absolutely, completely lost. It was the worst job of telling a story I've ever seen. And then Russo's in there. He's an idiot. And then you've got Bischoff in there, and he's an idiot. Thankfully, we didn't get a lot of Kevin Nash, although the little Kevin Nash we saw, he was an idiot. Like, literally, they showed the thing where the blood fell from the sky and it missed him. And this guy has to go, I want you to do a side-by-side. The blood falling and missing me? Or the finger poke of doom. You tell me what killed WCW. I was like, the finger poke of doom. Are you trying to tell me it was the other one? Because it wasn't. Finger poke of doom was way worse, brother. Like, you still don't get it 25 years later? Like, that's the thing. You guys still don't get it 25 years later?
Well, and the follow-up to that, Brian, everybody forgets what the follow-up was at the Georgia Dome. They talked about it a little bit on the second show, but the fact of the matter is they handcuff Goldberg, they spray paint his head, they do all this sort of stuff to him. It's like after an angle on the show where Elizabeth was basically saying that Goldberg may have inappropriately touched me. I'll just go ahead and say it like that. You know, like that,
are you talking the follow-up to the finger poke? Are you talking about the follow-up to the blood?
No, the follow-up to the blood at that time, there was about a zillion things on that show. The blood, I don't want to say it was a great symbolism, but all of the things that would happen during a two-hour Nitro or Thunder that was completely ridiculous and completely just took more and more of the promotion away. I mean, that stuff actually in a way was worse. You know, that was great symbolism, that miss. But everything else, I mean, look at the Russo stuff. And at the end, well, bro, 80%, better than 80% of the people. Jesus, this whole thing was terrible. It deserves to be dead. I'm glad it's dead. And I'm tired of people keeping rehashing this nonsense. I don't know if Rock's getting out of this or whoever's getting anything out of this. It sucks.
Here's the thing also. Okay, you want to talk about all this stupid stuff that happened in Russo and Bischoff and everything? You managed to do an entire show about the decline of WCW, and not once did you address the cratering of business under these two men. All we got was Russo talking about his ratings. Oh, you know, my ratings were up slightly, but they were up, is what he said. I was like, at least you admit that you didn't do anything to the ratings. But the point is,
yeah, when they like, lop off an
how
hour,
how about we talk about you know your pay per view business when you were in charge, which absolutely fell off a cliff. How about we talk that you know people stopped buying tickets to go to the shows? How about we talk about that every single measure of business collapsed under you, and all you can come up with was I raised the numbers slightly, which by the way was a gimmick. You actually didn't. So. How can you not mention that one time? Like, every now and then they'd show footage of something stupid. They'd go, oh, look at how bad it was. Like, the reason it died was merely because they booked bad stuff. Dude, I saw horrible stuff on NXT. I've seen bad stuff on AEW, Raw, SmackDown, TNA. Hey, they're all still in business. Because it's okay to book something stupid every now and then, as long as a place is still making money, because it's a business. But you destroyed the business. You destroyed every revenue stream. And all you can talk about is blood falling from the ceiling. All you can talk about is, oh, my numbers were barely up after 3 months. Your ratings. I was disgusted.
And they still go back to that AOL Time Warner-owned USA Today, which is a junk paper. It always has been a junk paper that is given away for free at hotel rooms. And they brag about Vince going down there and seeing the paper. It wasn't even on the cover. It was on the cover of the D section, the entertainment section that they had there. And that's where it was in the corner. And that's it. What they also don't talk about was the fact that the advertisers, when they were supposed to put out and actually have their ducks in a row, you know, to put out what's supposed to be in the ads, they didn't have that. So they actually had, what was it, bird droppings is basically what the ad was in the newspaper, like something is going to happen because they couldn't even get their advertising ready to go out. The whole thing.
If you want to see the ad, it's in Death of WCW, which is available on Amazon.com. You can buy the paperback, the Kindle edition, the audiobook, which I narrate. But yes, there was a time where, like, I don't know if it was a TV guide or whatever, but the ad was literally, we don't know what's going to be on it because they won't tell us, but we think it's going to be good. It was like something like that. That was the ad. Yeah. But
and
the point is,
the only time that happened.
The point is, the most depressing thing about all of it is that none of these idiots realize what they did. Russo is still defending David Arquette. Bischoff is still defending David Arquette. Nash is still defending the finger poke of doom. It's like,
and he doesn't care.
God,
and that's
help
the
me.
Thing too is, you know, you turn that camera, I got paid. And that's at the end of the day for a lot of those older wrestlers, and I don't blame them for the hell they had to go through for a lot of their careers that they were getting money and they were juicing the system, but they completely just left a terrible rotten core at the end.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Remember? Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, tonight it'll be a long time. Vinny and I talking the AWN NXT shows in great detail. And then, actually we got a special show prior to that. At 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it'll be myself, Lance Storm, and Filthy Tom Lawler.
I thought you were doing that yesterday.
Things changed. It was a holiday. I'm doing it here today. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking, yes, who killed WCW. Lance was there. We'll talk about that. The WWE Speed Tournament that just ended, which I think if you want to follow along, that can be watched in 10 minutes. So that'll be fun. And we'll see what else as well. I know. Oh, and I'm going to step away for this.
So it's your wife.
You know, sometimes I step away.
Yes.
I'll be stepping away for the discussion between Lance and Tom of the proper application of the crossface.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
These two are out of control.
I'm not getting involved.
I'm just getting out of here.
Hey,
so anyway.
Getting out of here, Chad Gable, he's out of there. Out of the match. No longer in Money in the Bank qualifying anymore.
Really? So he has been killed.
He has been shot in the head, apparently. So, although people have pointed out to me, though, a couple times now, since you said Braun Strowman, they've been looking for Braun in that pile. They did not see Braun. Chad may have been the only main roster member killed during that segment. Maybe some production people.
Really?
But just Chad off the roster, yeah.
And honestly, we don't know if Uncle Howdy killed him. Could have been Otis.
Tozawa.
I don't think it was Tozawa.
Maxine.
Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. want to thank you all for listening. Be back later on today, twice, for extra shows, WrestlingObserver.com. Check it out. Sign up today. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.